Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congratulations, you're winning two tickets to see the Caps and the Red Wings December 20th, Capital One Arena. It's the holiday season. Go spread some holiday cheer with the Caps. They're facing the Wings for their annual Caps holiday party. Details at thefandc.com/contests.
We love Law Firm of Condary and Morad. We ask you, what are you doing to protect your family's assets? They are the exclusive sponsor of our show. They can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. I speak these words from Craft House in Fairfax. We'll be here till 6:30, hanging out, eating food. I just put an order for a patty melt. I wanted something, but not too big of a something. So it's a Goldilocks-style something. Did I get fries or tots? Great question. Tots. That's what's coming for me.
One thing I found in Minnesota was that every place had tots on the menu. That does not happen
More
here.
More tots per capita there. I agree with you.
We're going to cover the NFL and the Commanders in our Beltway Blitz, but let's start off on the diamond. We will get to the Nats in just a moment. Kyle Glazer of Foul Territory joins us now. Kyle, on television, there are many of them at the bar we're at right now. The Pete Alonso introductory press conference with the Baltimore Orioles brass, led by Mike Elias, is taking place. What did you make of the O's giving Pete Alonso $150 million?
I thought it was a great deal. Let's keep in mind, Pete Alonso has been one of the most productive power hitters in baseball since he debuted. He is third in the majors in homers and first in the majors in RBI since his rookie season in 2019. And people are concerned about how he's going to age, but keep in mind, we're not talking about his age 33 to 38 seasons here. He just turned 30. All the time, position players are still productive through their age 34 seasons. Realistically, the Orioles are going to get 4 years of great production in this deal. Maybe the final year it'll fall off a little bit, but all in all, I think they did a great job getting one of the premier power hitters in baseball, and the Mets have a big, big loss on their hands. I think they're underestimating.
Yeah, watching the press conference now, and you know this is probably irresponsible of me, Kyle, but here I go anyway. He looks a little slimmer than sometimes you see him. I mean, I think there are times during the year where he'll, you know, get up and wait, and it's not his game. It isn't about athleticism; it's about hitting the ball to the ballpark. But you know, that's kind of would be my worry as to why I wouldn't trust him to be able to keep doing that as he got older and a little slower and maybe worse for wear. So, to that end, why didn't the Mets seem to be as interested maybe as they should have been?
Burns comes from Milwaukee, where they had such limited resources, they were never going to devote them to first baseman or DH types. And his mindset, Brandon, the way he came up was that you can't afford to give big contracts to those guys. We see all the time small market teams moving to large markets really, really, really struggle, realizing that, hey, we have the resources to do this, and we probably should do it. I think this is a situation where David Stearns is going to just didn't value first baseman DH types, which, again, You can do that in small markets, large markets. It's okay to do so. And I think they just missed. I think they missed the mark here.
Kyle Glazer, foul territory with us talking baseball. All right, how about the Nats so far? They have put together an out-of-the-box, very young coaching staff. That's been the big development of the offseason. And then they made a really interesting move, trading a potential future closer and power lefty reliever Jose Ferrer out of their bullpen with his plus stuff to go get Harry Ford, a former number 12 overall pick. What'd you think of that trade for Washington?
I thought it was a fantastic trade. Everyone in that front office that just took over deserves major kudos. Look, Jose Ferrer has plenty of he had never been consistent. We're still talking about a guy with an ERA, you know, near the mid-fours over the course of his career. Harry Ford was a first-round pick. He hit all the way up through AAA, broke into the majors last year. This is a future potential everyday player at the middle position who can get on base, hit for power, and is a good athlete. To get that for a pitcher who will essentially be a 7th guy because he's not going to replace Matt Brasher on his defense, steal on Washington's part. So I thought that for this to be the first move of the Paul Toboni era, it bodes really, really well for what's to come.
Are they going to trade Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, both, one, neither? What do you think?
It's just going to come down to if the package is right. Look, Mackenzie Gore and C.J. Abrams are young, talented players at two of the hardest positions to find. Left hand starting pitching and shortstop. If they get it, massive all of a sudden helps them fill out, you know, three or four spots in their roster for the long term. Maybe, but they're not just going to trade.
I'm going to have to cut Kyle off. Unfortunately, his phone is letting us down a little bit. Tell Kyle thank you, Darris, for me. Appreciate his efforts on the Beltway Blitz. We are going to be covering the NFL and the Commanders, so let's keep it moving and talk football. Beltway Blitz continues at a rapid pace. We drive the Beltway at 70. Whether that phone's working or not, we got to keep
it. We got to go.
We went from Kyle Glazer to P.J. Glasser. Think about that. Yep. Glazer, Glasser. Mm-hmm. P.J. wants to talk football. Bet MGM Network, so let's get after it. P.J., we saw the Bucs suffer a terrible loss last night, damaging their playoff chances. Kirk Cousins, vintage, throwing for 370 and 3. How bad was that loss for 7-7 Tampa?
Guys, it was terrible. I actually just saw a stat. They were the first team in NFL history to where Atlanta had 14 more penalties accepted, and they were down by at 1.2 scores in the game and still found a way to win. So, I mean, just a nightmare loss for the Bucs. They had them 3rd and 28 at the end of the game. They couldn't get a stop. Luckily for them, they still have to play Carolina twice this season, so it'll come down to those games, but obviously a missed opportunity last night.
PJ, this is a broader question, but you see the end of dynasties all the time. It happens in every sport, right, where the year finally the Golden State Warriors come back down to earth and they look mortal or whatever. It feels like a bunch of them are kind of wrapping up right now. What I mean is Philadelphia is precipitously worse than they were last year. Detroit's worse than they were last year. Kansas City's worse than they were last year. Baltimore certainly is. It feels like a bunch of these big boys are falling at the exact same time. Wonder why.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. It is interesting. You know, I don't really have a great answer for you, Dana, to be honest. It's just kind of the parity that it is in the NFL this year. Teams that we maybe thought would take a next step, like New England and Denver, maybe we didn't think that they'd be this good, but they certainly have. And in the NFC, I mean, you have a team like Chicago or Seattle. That's been a big surprise. I think it's great for the league that there's this much parity. But I guess it's just, you know, crazy how, and it makes you appreciate, I guess, what the Chiefs were able to do, because you see a season like this and how great they were in those one score games last year, 1-6 in the 1-7 in the one score games this year. So it's a good point. There's been a lot of parity, and I think it's something we're probably going to see here for the next 2, 3, 4 years.
PJ, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure you're a Ravens fan. They're just not good. We keep talking about them like, oh, they can make the playoffs. The division's opening up. They're going to do this or that. And then I see them barely beat the Browns or get blown out by the Bengals or whatever it is. What has gone on with them, and what's the deal with Lamar?
Lamar's just not healthy. I think we can all see that. He started to get a little bit back to himself in the Steelers. Guys, I just think it's time to make a head coaching change with Harbaugh. I think they kind of hit their peak the last couple of years, especially that 2023 team that lost to Kansas City in the AFC title game. those two teams the past couple of years have been really good. This year they've had to deal with some injuries, but Grant, to your point, I mean, they're just not good. Like, the quarterbacks they've beaten this year have been Flacco, Caleb Williams, Tua, McCarthy, Shador, Gabriel, Tyrod Taylor. Like, those are their wins, right? So, I mean, unless they're playing like some of the worst teams, worst quarterbacks in the league, they're not winning games this year. I just think they need a different, you know, mindset. Harbaugh's been there for 18 years, and I kind of think it's taken a year like this for people to open up to it. But that's kind of how I feel. I think unless they make a change, it's just going to keep going downhill.
You don't think that's likely, though, do you?
I think it's more likely than I certainly thought at the beginning of the year. I mean, they signed him to a contract extension at the beginning of the year, another three-year deal. But I think, again, especially these last two games, right, going into Thanksgiving, you're on top of the division. You're at home against the Bengals and Steelers as six-point favorite, seven-point favorite. You lose both of those games. I think people are starting to come around the idea. I still think he probably survives the year, but it wouldn't totally shock me if they move on.
Thank you, PJ. We appreciate you.
Thanks, fellas.
You got it. Let's talk Commanders. Tashawn Reed covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. Had a good story today on Laramie Tunsil saying he wants to be paid and he'd like it to be money coming from the Commanders. So, Tashawn, this is something we've talked about throughout the season, but you kind of got him on the record on this. It would not make a lot of sense for him to just show back up at training camp at this number that he's supposed to be paid. He's too good a player. He's played at too high a level. So what kind of payday could he be in for?
Yeah, I mean, the way that he's played so far this season, he legitimately could be in line for one of those, you know, all-pro spots. You know, I mean, his pass protection has been elite, run blocking has been elite. So I know he's an older player, you know, over 30 years old, but left tackle is one of those positions that tends to age well. You know, you see guys like Trent Williams do it for a long time at a high level. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's asking for something near that top of the market, you know, kind of area where you see guys like Trent Williams at and Rashawn Slater at $27, $28 million. I think his play this year has justified that. You know, I think really the question, more so than the salary figure, which it always is with these contracts, right, is how much is guaranteed and how many years is the team really tied to the player, you know, based on those guarantees. So I think those particulars are where the real negotiation is going to come down to, more so than whatever the, you know, the sticker price says.
Sorry, I mean to cut you off there. You touched on it, but where do you think he ranks roughly for left tackles? I mean, it's the only position here in Washington over the last couple of decades. We've actually had it pretty good. It's rare that we get a position right, but, you know, with Chris Samuel to Trent Williams, whom you mentioned, and now a star like Tunsil after a couple down years, where would you kind of place him generally in terms of the NFL, in terms of quality left tackles?
I feel like he has to be, like, firmly in that top five, right? I know it kind of fluctuates year to year. Last year with him, for example, he had a lot of penalties. This year, he's cut that down to five so far. Obviously, injuries also factor into it. You know, Slater with the Chargers, you know, not playing this year, that's been a big, you know, factor in the rankings. But I'd say he's pretty comfortably been a top five left tackle this year. And typically, those guys get a lot of money.
Talking with Tashawn Reed of the Washington Post, who covers the Commanders. Tashawn, what do you make of the last 5 or 6 days on the Jaden Daniels discourse from the head coach, from seemingly being willing to say he's going to keep playing because they want him on the field and needs the reps, to now saying they haven't really talked about it or thought about it? Now we heard today he's not even cleared. What do you think is the deal behind the scenes with this elbow?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a matter of pain tolerance ultimately. You know, I know the wording aggravated sounds kind of weird to some people, given it's a dislocation and he didn't dislocate it, but you know, there's no ligament damage, there's no fracture, so it really just comes down to how sore he is, right? And so, you know, I mean, he took a really hard hit on that interception, got driven directly into the ground on that elbow that he injured. And so it's not, like, far-fetched to me that, you know, the elbow doesn't feel great. I know some people have kind of gone big brain with this, but I think he's legitimately hurt. You know, I don't really see... You know, I know he had a comment earlier in the week. Basically, the wording was like, let's see how this week goes, when he was asked whether or not he returns this season. I'm not really sure whether they win or lose this week would really matter in that, because they're already eliminated from the playoffs, right? So, like, what is the difference between 4-10 and 3-11 in that equation? You know what I mean? So I think he wants to play. And ultimately, I think that if he's healthy, they will play him. They're just not going to make him or have him push through something, if that makes sense. You know, so if by next week he's feeling like himself again, he's able to practice full, I think we'll see him out there on the field.
So, Tashaun, do you think they have a coherent plan? And obviously they're just not going to share it with us. But do you think they know right now? Because when you get disjointed statements that don't quite jive, it sort of feels like they're coming up with this as they go.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a plan, but it's always going to be conditional on like how he feels, right? So, I mean, I think ideally, you know, he's back to full strength or close enough to full strength by next week, but, like, he could not be, you know what I mean? So it's not, like, an exact thing when it's a pain tolerance, you know, sort of factor. It's not like, you know, that, you know, he redislocated the elbow or anything of that nature. And so it's hard to, like, specifically pinpoint it. And I think when you're a coach in that situation, you don't want to put it for sure. Yeah, he's going to be back next week. Because then if he's not back next week, everybody's like, oh, what happened? Did he have a setback? You know what I mean? So I think part of that, keeping it vague and open, is just in case, you know, it doesn't progress as we hope it would.
Tashaun, thank you. Keep up the good work. We'll be reading your work in the Post.
Yeah, appreciate you.
You got it. Commanders, Giants, 2 days away. Commanders are a 2.5-point dog at 2-11 New York. Which young player, now with them eliminated and maybe some new opportunities on the horizon, could break out? Who do we want to see have a big game? We'll get to that next on G&D on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back live at Craft House in Fairfax, where we'll be until 6:30. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. You know what's really changed a lot over the years? I was just talking to a listener here at the bar. High school hockey, like ice hockey.
It's a thing now.
In this area is legit. So when I was growing up, now obviously I'm not Northern Virginia or based in any of the districts in this direct region, but from King George County, there was no such thing as high school ice hockey. And frankly, as a youth, you couldn't have played ice hockey either. I was in a roller hockey league at one point as a young guy. But, like, there was a iceplex that opened in Fredericksburg, probably 35, 40 minutes from my house when I was in middle school. What I remember about it is that people might have birthday parties there, and you would go ice skate for the first time in your life. That was kind of the extent of it. But that was, you know, we're talking about 25 years ago, maybe. Fast forward to now, I was just talking, like, Oakton has a hockey team. And it's a club. There's some boys and a couple of girls on the team. But then you're playing club teams from every other school in your district. And so everybody's pretty much got one. There's a few schools that maybe don't have enough to put together an entire team. So two schools will get together, and they're playing, like, two schools worth of people tonight. But it's club. If you have multiple schools participating, you're not going to get to play in the playoffs. But just the fact that in high school, in Washington, D.C.
now, it's amazing.
You can play ice hockey. People will think I'm overstating this. This is the Ovi effect.
It's 100% is that.
This is a hockey town that didn't exist 25 years ago that now does, based on a Stanley Cup and 20 years of good hockey and Alex Ovechkin being the all-time leading goal scorer. You see it at the youth level where it's massive.
Yeah.
And what has happened is those kids now, Danny, that are 17, 18, 16 years old, have been playing hockey, a lot of them, since they were 5 or 6 when Ovi started cooking. And you're going to only see, like, 10 years from now, it's probably not going to be a club sport. It'll just be a school sport. Everyone will have a team.
Yeah, it was a huge novelty when the hockey program started at my high school in the mid to late 90s. And their home games, or their games, were at Fort DuPont by the Nats Youth Academy, which is not terribly convenient for anybody unless you happen to live right there. But, you know, teams, if you went to Gonzaga, you went to school in Maryland, you went to school, you know, PG County, you went to school at parts of D.C., or Virginia, that was your home rink. You just went and shared it, and you'd have a... like a varsity hockey game would start at like 2:15 p.m. because that's like everyone's got the gym, so to speak, right, for the night, however many hours. And it was that, or like a rich kid would belong to the Chevy Chase Club and you could go skate, but there was no hockey. It just didn't exist. The Capitals did. We went to Landover, Maryland, to U.S. Airways Arena, Capital Center, whatever the dumb place was called forever. And there were hockey fans, certainly, but it's not like this. Once they moved downtown, once Rock the Red happened, once they were able to get through to the youth, so to speak, that youth hockey program, to your point, it became not like, did you know that Steve skates? And it was like this novelty, this weird thing. Now it's the most normal thing in the world. Like, are you doing wrestling or hockey? Guys just, like, play a winter sport.
Well, that's the point, I think, is if you would have done a poll when I was a senior in high school in King George, how many people can ice skate, let's say? Just ice skate. So I'm saying with speed or any kind of ability, I don't even need you to go backwards, but just go out there. Don't embarrass yourself. You're not like walking on skates. Just skate. You could probably have counted the number of kids on one hand.
Yeah.
It was just such a foreign concept and thing that nobody did. And now I think if you're an athlete who's 17 years old or so, you have ice skated somewhere in the area. You've probably played some hockey along the way. It's not youth baseball or soccer. I'm not saying it is, but it's probably closer to football or lacrosse or something.
Yeah, we've got 24 friends in our neighborhood. Not like, you know, best friends I grew up with, but people we live in and around now with, kids relative the same age that are, we can't tomorrow morning. We have hockey at 7 a.m. at St. James.
Yeah.
Like, it's the most normal thing in the world now is that kids play hockey. Crazy.
We're at St. James all the time. My little guy, so my son turns 5 this week. So he's 4, and he's done a couple of different variations now of, like, learning how to skate. The first one was the least organized thing ever. It drove me crazy. We're just like 800 kids on the ice.
Just chaos.
Like two 11-year-old instructors. And they're just like, I'm like, what is this? And I guess it makes sense that just being out there on skates is probably worthwhile. The second one he did was better, where they're actually using a marker on the ice and you're trying to follow it and learning how to start and stop. But he now wants to do learn to play hockey, where you go, it's like a cap sanctioned thing. You get a stick and a puck and this and that, and you go out there. So what I will tell you, though, is while my goal is to never steer anybody in a direction, like let my kids do what they want to do, as cute as it would be if he became a hockey player, he's got the helmet and the stick and he's running around in the basement and everything. There is no sport that is more expensive or where the travel is more outrageous than hockey. I have these friends who's, I mean, when I'm saying games are in Chicago, I mean...
Games are in Chicago.
It's like it's not a guy that's going to be Alex Ovechkin. You know, I'm not talking about a 17-year-old junior Olympian. I'm talking about little Stevie who lives next door, who's playing travel soccer with your kid.
Yeah.
And then the next day, he's got a hockey game in Minnesota.
Yep.
And I'm like, what are we doing?
There are no local tournaments, despite rinks, despite ice.
Pittsburgh, Chicago, like these crazy locations. You're flying there. You break a stick you need a mask. It's $1,200 or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I just, that one's not in the budget. So hopefully he plays a little hockey and says, this is fun, but you know what else is fun is soccer? That's kind of my goal.
Maybe you put him up in an age group all of a sudden where, like, someone, you know, hits him a little too hard into the boards and he goes, Dad, can we go play soccer? Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely.
I do think just as a hockey mark, that would be the cutest thing in the world. Like my 7-year-old kid being out there playing hockey and becoming a hockey kid.
Yeah, we got some good friends who live in
If it was free, I would sign up.
Oh, no, they live in Gambrels, which is, you know, east side of, so we don't get to see them a ton. They live over, it's by Crofton, like Annapolis, kind of that area. Both of their kids are hockey marks, and they just love for checking everybody, including each other. Dad gets checked all the time. Everyone's just getting smashed into the boards. They face wash each other. They've played at Capital One Arena between periods multiple times.
Wow.
It's the best thing in the world, right? Intermission.
Mites on ice.
Yeah, mites on ice. They're, you know, they're dangling stick handle and going top bins. It's the coolest thing ever, but at the same time, it's like, you know how many tens of thousands of dollars went into that 7-minute intermission ice session?
I'm a big fan of youth sport.
Yeah.
Costing like $47 when you sign up at the local rec department.
Yeah, you need your uniforms.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I don't even know. What does it cost now? I can remember my mom would go to the King George Parks and Rec department when it was time to sign us up for soccer, and occasionally I'd walk in. They'd slide the little glass door open at the counter. They'd hand her clipboard with a piece of paper. Right. She'd have to fill out some information, say that I've had my physical, and then she'd write a check for $35, and I was good to be on the green team that year.
Yeah,
I know it's not like that anymore.
It's
like,
close to that, though, honestly.
Your kids going to, like, other countries to watch soccer.
Well, for a travel program, it's a different animal. But for the rec sport thing?
But like travel program has replaced youth soccer, I feel like.
To a degree, but there's still plenty of room at the table for rec soccer. Like, our rec soccer league that we did up until this year for both of my kids was $100 for the year.
So why do people do travel instead of youth if... I mean, is it just that your kid is too good for youth?
No, that's one of the reasons people do it.
Yeah.
You could also do it where, you know, you want better coaching. You want them to experience being part of a team where everybody's bought in and everybody's serious. It's like, with the rec, it's everybody's welcome and they should be. That's nature of rec.
So I always thought.
It's like, okay, well, this kid's over here wearing jeans, picking his nose.
Yeah.
And this kid's over
that's
here.
That's what youth soccer is.
That's my point. And you go,
so I thought
we'd
that
we'd
was
like
gone,
to do something
though.
Else. No, that's rec soccer.
So you still have the ability to go sign your kids up for rec soccer?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, then we're doing that.
Absolutely.
I mean, 100%.
And everybody should until whatever age, until the kid kind of tells you if they want something else. Or not, honestly. There shouldn't be any pressure.
But hockey, man.
Hockey.
Oakton Cougars, big one tonight.
Yeah, hard to do
John
a casual.
John Champ.
Wait, who are they playing against?
They're playing John Champ.
Who's John Champ?
That's like a Loudoun County school,
oh,
I
okay.
think. I know that it might be Fairfax, I'm not sure, but I know they've had the championships there a few times recently. They're a newer program. So I don't know if Oakton's favorite or not, but maybe the Cougars get themselves
like
a win.
Calling their shot, naming your school John Champ. Like we're the home of Johnny
it's
Champs.
True. They should be champions more often.
You better.
Or maybe they are champions.
Maybe they
know.
Always are. I don't know.
Which young guy on the Commanders do you want to see have a breakout game on Sunday? Who do you want to see excel for this football team? I do think we are at the point now. I said a couple weeks ago, it's too early. There's 6 games left. Everyone should calm down on, you know, we're going to just sit all the veterans and play all the kids. And there are still 4 games. It's a lot of football. But because the difference being you've now been eliminated from the postseason, number one, Number two, the Zach Ertz injury has kind of opened the door as it is at one position to this anyway. It does feel like we're about to get into play the kids mode. Bobby Wagner did not have an injury designation at practice today, so he was full go, so he's going to start and play Mike linebacker. I would have said get ready for a lot of Jordan McGee as your green dot. Doubt we see that this week. Would like to see that at some point this month. To me, this feels like the Ben Sinnott game. This feels like if there's ever going to be a game where Ben Sinnott goes out and get 8 targets, 5 catches, 52 yards, it's right here and right now. For the first time, which is stunning, Zach Ertz, since signing with Washington, is not available.
It's amazing.
A guy who was the antithesis of durable in his last stop has made every single start for every single game since he has been here, and Sinnott has kind of been waiting in the wings for an opportunity. Colson Yankoff, in some ways, has supplanted him in terms of some athleticism and some stuff in space, but now I would think Sinnott becomes your primary targeted pass catcher. Bates is going to be your inline blocker. Yankoff is going to be the third guy. It is time to turn up the faders on Ben Sinnott. Let's see what we got. I think this is a huge, huge game for him. If he gets 2 catches for 11 yards on 3 targets this week, I think it starts to turn the tide a little bit on how big of a need you have at tight end and how much time they need to spend investing in him moving forward. But if he starts to show something, actually responds to an opportunity, now you go, see, why couldn't we do this before? I think this is going to be a big pendulum swinging moment for him.
That's the easiest answer, right? Because the path was just cleared, unfortunately, via Ertz. You touched on it. I just want to add the note to it. Like, he was the antithesis of a dependable player when he came here. And that was kind of one of the things that we said is, this Sinnott selection makes sense. He'll learn under Ertz, who will be available, 45, 50% of the time. But he hadn't been. He'd been nothing but durable. He's answered the bell every time. It was instrumental for them. And you could see how beloved he was, just in general. But then, of course, via that Hard Knocks episode. But the path has been cleared for a second-round draft pick last year, finally, to make some plays and to get a chance to line up. But you touched on the name that I'm looking for, and it is Jordan McGee. This is still a guy that's not playing starter, quote-unquote, percentage of snaps. I'm hoping that changes. He plays on special teams. His career, the game high was, I think, 6 tackles this year against Denver. I think he played about half the defensive snaps. To me, I want to see that reverse with Bobby Wagner. I want to see Jordan McGee, given the green dot, lead the defense, make the calls, make all the adjustments, everything in between.
Hopefully we're headed in that direction, but I don't think you're going to get it this week.
I don't think so either.
Although Bobby Wagner missed so much practice that, maybe he plays a little bit less than he normally would, and it opens the door. But who would you like to see more of down the stretch? And specific to this Giants game, maybe based on the matchup or just, what we're looking forward to this weekend, who's your guy to call your shot for a breakout? Who do you think has a chance among the young players to take a step forward this week? We'll take your calls on this next. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny with you from Kraft House in Fairfax on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You want to hop in. What young player are you excited to watch this weekend, and who do you think maybe gets more of an opportunity now that the Commanders are eliminated? We'll get to your calls on that in just a moment. Remember, we're at Craft House today in Fairfax. Awesome crew out here. Unfortunately, Danny.
Oh, no.
I just put this crew to work a little bit more.
What happened?
There was a drink that got spilled during the commercial break.
A drink that got spilled?
A drink was spilled. I was about to go tell someone that I needed a little help, and before I could even do that, they were already out with a dustpan and all that to sweep up.
Oh, they were on it. Now, whose mess up was it? Was that a Grant mess up?
I don't want to get in any of the details, so I don't want to point any
fingers. I'm trying to paint the picture. This is a verbal medium. So, like, was it Toby's fault?
No.
Was it my fault?
No.
Was it Chris's fault?
Definitely not his.
Was it anybody that works here's fault?
I would say no to that.
Was it your fault?
I was holding the drink when it got spilled.
I see.
But is it a quarterback's fault when he throws a pass and a wide receiver doesn't fight back through the defensive back to make the catch? There were some details. There's some nuance.
There's some details.
I would
there.
Ask you to watch the All-22 and get back to me, and you tell me if you think it was my
fault.
I just
have to on Pro Football Reference. You'll never guess who they assigned the interception to. You'll never guess.
It's certainly going on my ledger.
Yeah.
Like on the lifetime spilled drink resume, mine just went up one.
Yep.
I'm not disputing that. I am wondering, if you watch the tape, would you pin it on me? My answer is probably not. But let's get to the phone calls, 800-636-1067. If you're in the Fairfax Corner area, we'll see you out at Craft House in just a bit. But let's start with your thoughts on who's going to break out. Who do you want to see among the young guys? Chris is in Frederick. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Grant, Danny. Maybe you recognize my voice. I'm not a first-time caller, but I like this new guy, number 38, Edmonds. And I'm predicting he's going to get, I don't know, four carries, and he'll be north of 35 yards.
Well, Chase Edmonds, call your shot?
Yeah, Chase Edmonds, who has returned kicks this season, otherwise hasn't been overly involved, but he's got experience in the Cliff Kingsbury system. He played for him in Arizona. With the Cardinals. Edmonds on the season has not touched the football on offense, so that would be a new wrinkle. If you're wondering, well, why would he this week? I guess it's possible because of the injury to Chris Rodriguez. He's been limited in practice the last 2 days. Didn't practice on Wednesday. Maybe the caller thinks You know, he's not going to be as available, but he's questionable for the game. I'm guessing he's going to play. I know this about this weekend. I don't care who the running back is. They should be able to run the football. So if it's Chris Rodriguez, he should be able to go for 100. If it's Bill, he should be able to do the same. And if Edmonds gets touches, to that caller's point, yeah, I agree with him. They should be able to have success. This is a terrible run defense in the New York Giants. This is not what they do well. They want to rush the quarterback, get up the field, be disruptive in the passing game, and they're susceptible to be pushed around. They're the 29th ranked run defense in the league. They're 32nd in yards per attempt, though. 5.78, dead last. So I'm committing to the run if I'm Cliff Kingsbury with Rodriguez, if he's healthy. And if not, no problem. It's Bill season. Let's rock and roll. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. Hello, Elijah. How are you?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
This is kind of tough for me. I guess I'm going to go with Kay Medrano. I think what was told to us is that they were drafting everybody who, like, tested the best, you know, measurables-wise, the fastest guys. I want to see those athletic traits show up. And it's also – coaching is also tied into this because we're also going to get a sense to see, okay, you haven't been playing. What is our guys that we're drafting actually looking like? What is the development process looking like? We need to see something because everybody is putting so much – like, yeah, we're just going to be fine. Okay, let's see what we're going to look like because there's no guarantee that our draft classes are going to pop. Like, who do we know besides – for me, it's Connerly and five, where I was like, okay, I've seen what I need to see. But maybe guys just haven't had an opportunity – so now is that time. Get him out there. You got Ben Sennett. You guys said Ben. I'm thinking like Kane. I need to see something. I need to see somebody make a play athletically. This is like, okay, that's why they drafted this guy. Okay, I see the direction. I need to see a direction from like our youth. Jerzon Newton. If you own a team, I need to see something. And now, like, what are we going to do? So appreciate
that. I was saving that name for someone else to mention. Appreciate the call as always, dude. Have a great weekend. Yeah, I mean, that's the other guy. Like, I can't have my second-round pick being blocked by Sheldon Day. I can't have my second-round pick, you know, not getting minutes and time because Eddie Goldman needs the reps in a game where the two teams' combined win total wouldn't get you in the postseason. You know what I mean? Like, it's time, man. Let's go.
So I want to go back to Kane Medrano. We could circle back to Newton later if we want to because I think there's plenty of meat on that bone. There's a lot to talk about with him because it's been a huge disappointment. But Kane Medrano is a guy that they drafted in the sixth round. For people that don't remember, they had the smallest draft class in the league last year, five players. They took Connerly in round one, Amos in round two. They didn't have a pick in round three. Jalen Lane at wide receiver out of Tech in round four. They didn't have a pick in round five. And then in round six, they took Medrano and then Bill in seventh. Kane Medrano is the one guy of the bunch who's been the least noticeable and really hasn't gotten any opportunities. Bill has started games at running back. Lane's been involved at the skill position. Amos and Connerly were their kind of star bell cows of the group. But Medrano's played a little bit on teams. That's kind of the extent. And I know he was a sixth-round pick, so that's a win, honestly, to get five games on special teams at a UCLA. But that was not how they sold it. They felt like it was a bit of a steal. He could help them on defense, that they had seen something other teams didn't know because, remember, he had worked with Ken Norton Jr. at UCLA. So I think they kind of hyped him up a little bit in a way that maybe knock the expectations out of whack, and so people keep acting as though we should have played by now. We should have seen him on defense, whereas really, sixth-round pick, his size, I don't think it's crazy that he hasn't played, but I'm with the caller. Why not get a look at and see? He can run. He can move. What are they missing? What can't they do? They have no speed. They lack athleticism defensively and some kind of versatility and the ability to be multiple. This guy does all that. Let's look at it.
We had great seats this weekend, courtesy of our guys, Kondori and Moron. But seeing him up close, he looks very slight. Now, he's obviously a huge person compared to regular human beings.
He's got a slender frame.
Yeah, but among the linebackers, even among the other guys on the roster. And I always wonder about that. Like, Tyler Owens looks huge next to the other guys in the secondary, whereas Medrano looks small next to the linebacker core.
But he's taller than those guys.
He is.
He just doesn't have a linebacker body.
No, and that's what you wonder. Is it like is there a ceiling there? In other words, like, can he not play against teams that are going to say, I'm going to find that dude, heat-seeking missile style, have a tight end knock him into next week, or a pulling guard or a fullback or something, versus, you know, what's his role going to be? At this point, as a six-rounder, it's already a win because he's on your roster, I think, and isn't ruining everything. But I'm always curious about guys like that are hybrids, that are sort of tweeners. I bet you good teams can find a place for him, though. He's someone who can run like that.
Something like 6'3 and a half and 225 or whatever. Yeah. That's just not what a linebacker is listed at. And you see it when you look at him. But He's been that his whole life. He was that at UCLA, and he uses other traits and skills to make it work.
But he can move.
Cody and Sterling, you're on Grant and Danny. Which of the young guys do you want to see this weekend in the Meadowlands?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy.
I'm looking at Connerly getting his second chance against the Giants after struggling early. And, got put through the gauntlet early, been playing better lately, trying to see what he does with his second chance.
Yeah, his start to the year was so rough. And it wasn't just the Giants game. It was the murderer's row of his schedule out of the chute with some of the edges he was dealing with.
Yeah.
Remember, Abdul Carter, as disappointing a year as he's had for the Giants in week one, was a top five pick and a superstar in college. But outside of him, it's Brian Burns, who he dealt with more, which is one of the best pass rushers in the league. Then Micah Parsons. Then it was Max Crosby. We thought Atlanta was like, oh, he finally gets a break. The Falcons are number two to the Broncos in the league in sacks. It's not just one guy, but like they bring crazy pressure. Then the Chargers, who are pretty good at it. So it really wasn't until week six or seven or so that he started to get to take a breath and just settle in and get his feet under him. But, yeah, this is a different Josh Connerly the Giants' really good front's going to see.
I love that call, though. I'll tell you why. Because it's as you said, it's a marker-type thing, right? Usually you don't wait, you know, what is it, 14 weeks between playing teams? But here you are with a divisional game to start it, and then it's a nice milestone. Listen, there's no Kayvon Thibodeau in this one, and he's a guy that's tormented Washington as a speed rusher. But even still, it'll be a nice sort of milepost for how far our guy has come against similar opponents.
Let's scout the Giants next. We'll find out everything we need to about New York going into this week 15 game with one of the beat reporters who's covered that team all year long. You're listening to Grant and Danny. If you're in the area in Fairfax, come on out to Craft House, Fairfax Corner. We're here until 6:30 on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.